Rich Waltz joins us. Rich is going to be doing games next week in Cincinnati for the Giants when a few people are on assignment. And great to have you. Look, we love having you on every weekend. But you got a big assignment next week.
It's nice to be here in person and not be on the phone. I did not realize there was such a snack fest. You've got garlic fries and donuts. And I don't know that you have any garlic donuts, but that's an interesting combination at this time of the morning.
Well, if you got here earlier, well, thank you very much for complimenting Allie and Carmen for taking care of that. But if you got here earlier this morning, we had peach, beautiful Alberta peach. And we had some very special Silk Road nectarines from Andy's Orchard.
Yeah, and didn't Ron Wotus talk about the watermelon pineapple thing?
I'm telling you, it's like we have like a farm fresh thing going on here.
Sundays especially,
What we do. But what did you think yesterday of the Bond stuff?
Terrific. Any time, in watching that ceremony, you think back to the... The black and white videos of stuff at Yankee Stadium, ceremonies for Mickey Mantle, guys like that. And then to have the entire ballpark full 2 hours before first pitch was just incredible. And at one point of the ceremony, I was at the back of the booth, and I didn't have my eyes on the field. And all of a sudden, Willie Mays started to speak. And I thought to myself, you know, that sounds like Willie Mays, but it sounds like Willie Mays 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize, because I wasn't expecting him to speak. I thought maybe they were playing a recording of Willie Mays up on the board, and then I turned and saw it was Willie Mays. He sounded great.
Incredible. And that is, Willie, as I mentioned on the show last night, I've been lucky enough, fortunate, he chose me to be his interviewer. We've done about 6 shows together where we talked to an audience. I asked him questions and, for about an hour. And he's such a showman. And I say, Willie, why don't you get out more and talk to the fans? I don't want to do that and all that. But when you see him do it, that is Willie Mays. And he's incredible at 87 years old. Incredible. And for me, he can hardly see getting up to the podium where he wanted to be. It was his moment. He was a showman. It was him grabbing the bat, saying, I want to hit Drysdale.
And it was fun after the game on the wrap to hear all the announcers talk about the behind the scenes, how the ceremony went. And I think Kipe said it best. Willie could have spoken for 5 hours if he had wanted to. No one was going to tell Willie not to speak or when to stop.
And he may have. That's the thing. When I do the show, I never know where he's going. I swear, and I was like the Washington Generals. And they'd say, you're a lawyer? How do you ask questions like that? And I'd say, you're milking that catch for 60 years. You had it all the way. So he is a wonderful, wonderful showman. And he was a grandpa last night to Bonds. And he spoke as a family member. So it was pretty good. Well, the Giants, every game seems to be, they better win this game. And then the Dodgers and Arizona lose late. And here we are, 6 out with 44 to go.
One of the odd parts of the last 2 months of the season is you identify teams that are contenders. You identify teams that are going somewhere. You identify teams that are in the race. But there are teams that sneak up on you. The Pirates, I saw them 2 weeks ago when they started that win streak. And I saw them 3 times in Pittsburgh against the Nationals. And I came away thinking, this is a really good ball club. They could hurt some people. I saw the Texas Rangers last week take 2 of 3 from the Seattle Mariners. And with Odor and Gallo and some of those young players, they can be a problem. And the Giants are going into Cincinnati to face a Reds team that is much better than their record. They've played much better under Jim Riggleman and much better of late. So you never know who you're going to run into in August and September. It's not always the teams that are contenders that give you the most problems. And Pittsburgh's played very well in this series as well.
Boy, every day for the Giants is another challenge. Adam, you ready on Hawaiian Airlines?
I'm ready. Want to do the drawing?
Yeah, let's do it. This is Hawaiian Airlines, Rich. We do this every Sunday, home game for the weekend. And as you see, we get entries.
And it's for guests, right?
It's for guests.
Guests of the show are the only ones that are eligible to win.
You are not eligible. It's unearned. The run is unearned. You are not eligible. All right.